just a minute. You ready?
Yeah, cool.
Good. We'll call the Board of Equalization meeting to order. The Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jurgens Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, Tiemann. Need a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. 6-0, Lytle not abstaining. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous board meeting. Motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Are you here for that? Nope.
It never matters.
Okay, good deal. Patty.
Well, I don't have a lot. We have protests.
We have protests going
on.
They've
been going pretty good, I think. Don't you, Jim?
Yes, been going very well.
Everybody's been pretty, you know, we explain and it's kind of, I mean, we haven't had really any problems.
Not all, but the sheriff
wants to, you know, talk about it. But
our sheriff's deputy shows up from time to time and looks through the door just to let people know that he has a presence here. But we've had really, people have been very polite and very accommodating, and we've had an awful lot of protests, and we'll have a lot more, but we're doing good.
And we ended up with right at 300.
Don, do you know exactly? 299?
299 protests.
Yeah, and that's out of 16,000 parcels, so we're, you know, some of those are multiple protests,
yeah.
So like some people file 10 or 12, so
right.
Maybe not quite as many people, but some people have more than one property, so I think we had lots yesterday that had about 15, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So one person had 15, so yeah.
We had one with 10, one with 11, one with 15, you know, so you'll, but you have to go over those and look at them carefully. And
Myron, I think, I mean, what I said in so far, and Matt kind of said it this morning, that people do understand the increases, but the amount of the increase is what's got most people upset. John had made a comparison with other counties, where we're at. I'm talking about land now. We're at land valuations, and believe it or not, Gage County is probably in the lower end compared to Jefferson, Saline, on certain soil types, on the common ones, let's put it that way. So if you kind of can show the people, you know, well, this is where we're sitting, you know, and here's the other ones around us, they get a little better. They understand a little better, I think. So
I think we hear more people that sit down, and instead of showing what comparison their land is to others, is, well, how much are my tax going to go up? And I've been paying this tax, and it's gone. And so it really becomes how much my tax is going to be and what are you going to do, rather than how much my land is worth.
That is a concern.
Yes.
What will happen to their taxes with
yes.
that valuation? Yeah.
And really quite... Terry has been absolutely fantastic in sitting down with them and comparing those land values in different counties. And John worked most of the night before last, putting that together. So I want to give these guys the greatest of compliments on how hard they work on taking care of our protesters.
I really didn't work all night. I just made that spreadsheet from information that Patty's office had already gathered and had in loosely formed there.
You did a good job, though. I mean, you know.
But it does show it.
Yeah.
Then it compares it on the same page, yeah.
And we do have another sheet that we worked on, too, in the office that I can give everybody. It kind of shows the average dry land sale, you know, versus what my value is. So you got to kind of understand it, but it is a good tool to help people visualize what's going on. You know, what I take for granted and knowing the other, you know, you have to kind of make it simple so that you can understand, you know, and if you can see something on paper, it does help. So, and a lot of the people I talked to ahead of time, really, after they understood it, did not protest. And I don't, you know, if they have a definitely, you know, something that they want to share, that's great. But I think after they understood it, and, you know, it sounds like a broken record, but the local people know what everybody's pain is. I mean, I think that we understand, we've heard it. The bottom line is, these protests do not go to the state of Nebraska that I'm aware of. And so my contention is, again, you know, you need to talk to the legislature, to your state senators, to the people that are, you know, the tax structure is definitely an issue for everybody. And, you know, that's something that I think still needs to be talked about, but we get it here at the local level. I mean, we understand it. I think, anyway, because we've heard it for a number of years, you know, and how to change it, I don't know. I don't have the magical answer.
I don't think nobody has, or it would be changed.
Well, and
you know,
Denny said it perfectly. We have people, but we're all spread out. We're not a big city like Denver or like, you know. I mean, you said it yesterday, the number of square miles and the number of people that we have. There's no revenue coming into our state, really.
And we don't have the oil fields or whatever. We don't have those types of
We have a huge geographical area in our state. Yeah. We've got 1.6 million, 1.7 million people total. And like Patty says, we've got cities bigger than that. And then you go across the state line into Colorado, and they have a tax on food. They tax across a broad spectrum, so their property taxes are less. Now, the governor on his radio show yesterday was talking about it again, that we had to do something with property tax, had to do something. But he's not coming up with an alternative of saying, hey, let's tax that car wash. Maybe we can have a small tax on food. Maybe we can do some things, you know, that will spread that out and take it away from property tax. But we can't just sit there and say, oh, let property tax pay for schools, pay for ESU, pay for everything, and then blame the county. We're spending all the money. But anyway, that's getting political again. Yep. But political affects us in this instance in how much money we spend.
Only thing I really wanted to visit about, otherwise, unless somebody else has some other things, is Denny will not be here then next week as part of our committee. So, you know, if we make somebody in charge or if we start lining up, how many days next week? I know you're doing it Monday and Thursday.
We have the 13th, the 16th, and the 17th.
Those 3 days, all day?
No, the 13th is all day. I believe the 16th is all day, and the 17th would be a part.
And then hopefully you'll be done on the 17th?
Because, and those all have to come back to the board as we have to read them into the record. And I don't know if you want to start in the afternoon on that Wednesday of the next board meeting.
I think in the past we've scheduled it for reconvene at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Reconvene at 1 o'clock and hold that meeting, yes. I think we'll plan on that again.
On the 22nd, I think.
On the 22nd.
Some of the ones next week are going to be a little more difficult. They have some commercial ones in, so I have called Daryl into some of those. Because we do have some bigger ones that are commercial then.
But we reconvene, basically reconvene the board and have that meeting to hear. Anybody that had their protest heard that would like to have their presentation in front of the board, then they're allowed at that time.
That's your call, yeah. I think that's usually if they want to speak again or, you know.
That's what we've always done. It's worked okay. And if we make the same decision or make a change, but they can appeal our decision up to Turk. So you have a real variety of people having the ability to be heard, and not just this is it and that's the end. You have an opportunity to be heard.
Right.
And you have to leave a little early on one of those days, don't you? Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
At 3. So, but if we have to have two board members.
Right, we have to have two.
So tomorrow.
But we can have John and Terry just contact people, or if people know that they could do some of those days or something. I know Eric wanted to do two or three days.
Let John know if you can be there. I've appointed him as the interim chair.
John is the interim.
When I'm not there.
We'll that a motion? You need a second?
Yeah.
Point of period.
Vote. But no, just so I would like to have three scheduled so that if something comes up and one isn't able to make it, then we still have two there, you know, or whatever. Because if you go in with two and then somebody doesn't show up, then we're with one. So we'll visit with John and Terry and see who can or what works out and stuff. So. I think Eric said he'd take Monday, Thursday, and Friday for Denny. So,
wow, thanks, Eric.
You're as helpful for me as I am for you.
You bet, yeah. No. We'll visit about that and get that. And even what we have this afternoon and tomorrow of this weekend.
All day tomorrow and
all
this
day
afternoon.
Tomorrow. Yeah. So
we start again this afternoon at 1 o'clock, then start tomorrow morning again at 8:30. So we're going all day tomorrow and half a day again today. So
anything else? If not, we'll end the Equalization Board meeting at 8:40.